You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. In February 1995, Patrick King woke up in the rain behind a gas station. 17 and homeless. Today, Patrick is a thought leader and founder of Imagine, a full-service marketing firm with offices in D.C., Chicago, and San Diego. Patrick, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. You offer tattoo reimbursement and have an annual golf tournament inside the office. Sounds like a pretty strange place, but how did you come across such a strange culture?
Yeah, Imagine is a pretty strange place on the best of days. We have a lot of fun here, but it's a lot of work. And so I don't pull any punches when people come in the door and or send their resumes, and we're recruiting. I'll tell them that it's the hardest job that they'll ever have. It's well worth it. We have a lot of autonomy here. There's nobody breathing down your neck telling you what to do. We even have video games. We have our annual Red Cup Classic, which is a golf tournament inside our office. It's pretty strange. But it's a good amount of work.
Now, does culture have to be that bizarre, or do your clients really care about all that?
Well, frankly, it's not. That part is not directly serving the clients. If we build a creative environment here and create a culture that people really want to be a part of, it almost doesn't seem like work. And the effect has a strong impact on how the employees treat clients and how it draws top talent. It seemed to create a killer formula for us when it comes to building a team.
Tell us about building your client base. What do you think draws them in?
I think the most successful thing that we've ever done to reach out to our market is to narrow our focus by not growing for the sake of growing. You know, there's still plenty of room at the table for forward-thinking integrated firms. And I think by us targeting four to five industries, we learn more about the industry, and we can bring more to the table when we're meeting with clients. We can anticipate changes that are coming in their industry, and we know how to respond to them.
Tell us more about your narrow focus. It sounds like you're intentionally passing up business. Do you think that's a smart idea? I mean, obviously, it sounds like you know what you're doing.
Well, it's absolutely passing up business. We could build a backlog of projects in no time, but the work would all, it would all stink. We would only be reactive. We would be in a constant state of trial and error with industries that we may not be that familiar with. We'd never meet budgets or deadlines. Our reputation would suffer. And then we would need to stuff that backlog with anyone that would pay us in order to keep the business afloat. And really, who wants to end up like that? So by only working with clients in specific industries, we know what needs to be done. We know what works. We know the costs. We know the timetables and the pitfalls. And, you know, the clients really, really are really drawn to that type of awareness.
Today we're joined by thought leader Patrick King, founder of Imagine, a full-service marketing firm with offices in Washington, D.C., Chicago, and San Diego here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Patrick, do you think that specialization is something that other industries should consider? What about plumbers, photographers, or other professionals?
Well, it really depends on the industry. If you're talking about lawyers, that's something that's just been traditionally done since way back when. Some industries like photographers could definitely benefit from specialization because it really helps them develop their craft. A lot of professional services like plumbing and so on, not necessarily, but it does help to know what you're strong at and to really build on what you do well.
Would this be a concept that you see other marketing firms adopting currently?
Well, some are and some aren't. some integrated marketing firms. Now, there's some really big ones like CPNB, Aqua. They don't, and they've obviously been successful. They're really big, and more power to them. I'm just convinced that the way that we go about business and our work becomes more valuable to our clients if we limit the industries that we work with.
You just mentioned integrated marketing, which is a phrase that's going around a lot lately, especially on this program. What is it, and why is it becoming so popular today?
Well, because there's so many ways that a business can market itself, whether it's online through search engine optimization or social media or your traditional media like television advertising, radio, press releases, and so on. There's so many ways to do it now that you really need to work with a company that can take a look at every single avenue that your business could take to promote itself and pick out the ones that don't work. And focus on the ones that do and do a really good job of doing that. And that's what I like to think our company does.
And that does bring up another question. With options getting more diverse and expansive, where do you see marketing going in the next few years? Do you see it getting more complicated?
Actually, I don't. I see it simplifying. Marketing, really, where it's going and what it's evolving to is it's all coming down to building a direct relationship with your target consumer. I mean, that's marketing 101. And I think the way that it's going to be done more in the future is it's going to be done on an experiential basis. If you take companies like Starbucks, when you go into a Starbucks, it's an experience. You're not just in there for coffee. You get much more than that. And I think as soon as companies start focusing on the experience, that's going to drive the relationship more than anything else. So you take all of the superfluous marketing and put that aside, and really all it is just creating the experience. And that I think, is going to drive the simplification of marketing.
If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about Imagine Online.
Yeah, our website is www.imaginedc.net. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, just like all the other marketing firms. And we're pretty active on there. We like to have some fun on our social media.
How about in conclusion, sharing some parting words or advice on the topic that we have been touching on today?
I think really when it comes to marketing, even if you're a client working with a marketing firm, the goal is to stay inspired. Look for not just people in your own industry, find other industries that are doing things that inspire you. And use that to not only fuel your motivation to build your business, but also look everywhere. Keep your eyes open for ways that you can stand out and be unique.
I like that advice. Some good advice to run with. He is Patrick King, thought leader and founder of Imagine, a full-service marketing firm with offices in D.C., Chicago, and San Diego. And the website of reference, once again, is imaginedc.net. Patrick, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio, and come back anytime.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.